You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, apparently scientists have been able to create the world's first vagina in a laboratory, and they've actually made four of them, four vaginas that they were able to transplant into four women that needed them. We'll talk about the condition and why a person would need one, and don't get excited about other body parts, but we'll tell you what they're able to make anything now. They could make beef, right? They can make trachea, and now they can make vaginas. Pretty fascinating stuff. All right. We'll also talk about how they think they could starve cancer by using these pills that remove copper from the body. Because apparently cancer cells need copper. Who knew that? I know. Look at all the pennies around. I know. You wonder. Kathleen Sebelius has left the building, or I guess she is resigning. And President Obama has tapped a new, Health and Human Services Secretary. We'll talk about her and why Sebelius, I believe, is leaving. Alright, oh, that's not even funny. Oh my gosh, that, you know, the whole thing with the Obamacare thing and the Health and Human Services, it reminds me of this dog I used to have. I had this dog that would take a dump in the middle of the house. Then he would leave the dump, jump on the sofa, and just sit there and watch while we clean the dump, the poo-poo. And he just sat there and watched us clean the poo-poo while we are, you know, working up a sweat, we're holding our nose, we're trying to open windows, we're jumping out of windows. It's the most horrible thing. And he's just sitting there as complacent as possible. You kind of wonder if that's what Kathleen Sebelius is doing. She left the dump, and now she's going to sit back and watch us all deal with the dump. You know? Anyway, we'll talk about that. Horrible, horrible, tragic crash in California, leaving multiple victims dead. From what we understand, the death toll has now been 10, including 5 youths. I'd like to kind of talk about cars and safety ratings for them and, you know, what seems to be, you know, safe, what seems to be very dangerous in terms of a head-on collision. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This caught my eye. There was a Delaware doctor who got 3 years in prison for waterboarding the daughter of his girlfriend by holding her head under a faucet. This was a longtime, I guess, companion of his. This was her daughter, and Melvin Morse would, as a form of punishment, hold her head under a faucet. Of course, the attorney had said no, he was washing the girl's hair. There's many other places. That's like sticking somebody's head in the toilet, saying, you know, you're trying to get them ready, you know, for prom. No, okay, it just doesn't fly. The judge also sentenced Melvin Morse to probation on Friday for other charges related to the girl's abuse. Now, his attorney asked the judge for mercy, begging you for mercy, saying that Morse is suffering from prostate cancer. The prostate cancer defense. I didn't know that you could use this. Apparently, prostate cancer defense could possibly be used to prevent prison terms based on waterboarding. I never knew that. And other health conditions. But prosecutors said Morse deserved prison time for 3 years of emotional and physical abuse of the girl. Before he was sentenced, Morse turned to the girl, apologized, and told her he hopes that one day she can forgive him. The girl and the mother testified that Morse used waterboarding as a threat or punishment. Okay, now what I want to know is, where was the mama in all this? This is very, very interesting. Okay? This is kind of interesting. There's a lot of times where step-parents get involved, and they threaten the child who's the victim that if they do tell mama or the partner, etc., that bad things are going to happen. So a lot of victims of abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, will not tell. You know, but what I don't understand is, as a mom, you know, how you cannot be on top of everything. I know when my kids lie. You know our maternal instincts. You know, it's amazing. I only have two kids, so maybe that's why I have an easier instinct. But I mean, one of them would like poop, okay, in their diaper or their or whatever. I knew which one. I could tell by the smell of the poop which kid did it. I mean, you just knew. Same thing with, you know, if they're lying. I know when the kid is lying. I could just smell the kid and know that they're lying. So if you have a daughter who's getting abused, I don't understand how this could go on for that long a period of time without somebody knowing. I mean, I interrogate my kids all the time. Every time I leave them with a babysitter, I come back and I'm like, did they do this? Did they do this? What happened? What happened? Show me, draw a picture for me. Here's a doll. Like, mom, everything was okay. We just sat there and watched, you know, movies, and I played on computers. I'm like, really? Are you sure? You know, because don't worry, they can't threaten that they're going to hurt me, because I will kick their butts. I am, mom, it's okay, I'm fine. Now, I know it's difficult. You're dating somebody. It's a long-term relationship with somebody, you know, but if this wasn't sexual abuse and this was like a punishment, okay, I kind of get the feeling that mom might have known about it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if somebody did something wrong and they got punished, okay, and the person didn't think they were doing anything bad, sexual abuse is a lot more covert, a lot more covert. So I'm just a little confused why my mom didn't know. And if you guys are moms or dads or whatever, please be a lot more on top of this type of stuff. It's scary to think that your kids, you know, now, as many of us had been punished pretty badly growing up, and waterboarding, for me, I was never waterboarded. So that was thankfully, thank God. Some of you would ask, well, you know, why only 3 years? Why not more? I don't know. Remember, he's got prostate cancer. So apparently him having prostate cancer is enough of a defense. But let's say somebody did have cancer and the cancer went up to the brain and the cancer did cause some sort of personality disorder that caused you to be abusive. All right? I don't understand why there would be less of a prison term. Why wouldn't you want that person away from others? I mean, are they going to change overnight and not be abusive anymore? He probably thought it wasn't that bad a punishment. Probably is an idiot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don who was working, big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Some days it's Don, some days it's Tom. I need to go max it. That's how I know what day of the week it is, because I know who gets to be working on my show. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's first talk about the nose, okay? Scientists have been able to reconstruct a nose. All right, we've talked about how they do that. It's pretty cool stuff. Now scientists can grow anything in the lab, it looks like. And I can't say anything, but when we were talking about some of the headlines today, like they could actually grow vaginas. As far as I'm concerned, I think they've already kind of hit the barometer of what they could make. Everything else should be kind of easily, an easy slope, right? All right. Researchers in Switzerland have successfully reconstructed the noses of 5 skin cancer patients using cartilage grown from the patient's very own tissue. It's a technique called tissue engineering, where scientists at the University of Basel extracted very small amounts of cartilage from the patient's noses and then amplified the tissue in the lab. Then you add a nice large mass of white glossy cartilage. I'm looking at this. This is a beautiful piece of meat. It is exquisite. A nice juicy, meaty piece of cartilage that could be easily shaped to fit each patient's individual nose. By the way, I see a lot of your guys' noses. Boy, do you guys have spots on the nose. I can't tell you how easy it is for you to get skin cancer on your nose. Now, many of you guys abused your skin 20, 30, 40 years ago. So please, if you get any weird spots on the nose, please, 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 please get it checked out. According to lead researcher Dr. Ivan Martin, this method of nasal reconstruction is very appealing for those suffering from non-melanoma skin cancer. A lot of you guys will get squamous cell carcinomas or basal cell carcinomas of the nose, and a lot of your nose eventually gets scooped out, depending on how deep the cancer is. Many of those cancers are found to a deeper degree than on women, because women will go, oh my gosh, I got a little spot, oh my gosh, I got to get this address. Whereas a lot of men will be like, ah, leave it, it adds some character. You John Wayne types. They say currently surgeons must treat these types of conditions by completely removing tumors from the nose, often cutting away vital areas of the cartilage. So to fill in the gaps, we take cartilage from other areas of the body. Now, this, though, is your own cartilage tissue. So, you know, this is kind of nice. Okay? And as opposed to having, you know, transplant using somebody else's, you don't seem to have the rejection. Your own lab-grown cartilage is nice because you don't have to get cartilage from your ear or other parts of your body and then leaving a second scar and having another wound. So apparently, to create lab-grown cartilage, Dr. Martin and his team took small biopsies from the nasal septum of five patients between 76 and 88. All of them had pretty bad nasal defects after skin cancer surgery. And the nasal septum is, of course, the internal part of the nose that's very cartilaginous, right? The extracted tissues were only just a couple little millimeters, little baby, little tiny. The researchers then isolated the cartilage cells, multiplied them using growth factors. Then they used an extract from the patient's blood because you needed an autologous serum as a concentrate because it has to be in something wet, okay? And you also have the oxygen of the blood, etc. So then they added a synthetic protein to boost. This is kind of like, you know, a recipe. A lot of you guys cook and you're like, all right, a little bit of oregano, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of thyme, a little bit of this. Yeah, well, that's it. That's what we do. After about 2 weeks, the amplified cells were seeded onto a collagen membrane scaffold. Remember, we've talked about scaffolds, right? It's kind of something that it kind of can build upon. Cultured for another 2 weeks. So we're talking about 4 weeks. After this four-week period, the pieces of cartilage had expanded 40 times the size of the original biopsy. That's some pretty quick stuff. All right? That could be a good amount to work with, okay? Because, you know, you're not having the whole nose removed. A lot of times it's pieces, so they could work with that. I talked to you about how years ago in England, there was a woman with real bad degenerative knee disease. So they took a piece of cartilage, they grew more in the lab, and they stuck in her knee. Now, I don't know how well she's done. We haven't seen any follow-up on that, but wow. I mean, being able to grow cartilage is going to be huge, huge. All five cases of these nose patients, the patients could breathe with both nostrils, indicating complete satisfaction of their new nose. I want to now then tell you about what happened with the vagina. Hold on a second here. Okay, because this is kind of huge. Okay, this is very huge. All right. So we have the nose. Some of you are like, all right. Well, nose, that's not too hard. Got the scaffold, got the protein, got the blood. All right. It's piece of cake. Well, no, but look at this. Okay, now they made vaginas. A team of scientists in the U.S. and Mexico, led by Professor Anthony Atala from Wake Forest School of Medicine, implanted tissue-engineered vaginal organs. The vagina is an organ. It is an organ. If it's got a blood supply, it's an organ. And they were able to do this on four women who had Meyer-Rokitansky-Custer-Hauser syndrome. This causes the vagina to be underdeveloped or absent. Whenever you see a syndrome that has four names like that, Meyer, Rokitansky, Custer, and Hauser, that's because those four guys probably fought and said, I want credit for this. No, I got credit for this. No, I figured this out. I figured this disease out. So, like, to hell with it. We'll just put all your names. names, but this is very interesting. It's Meyer, Rokitansky, Custer, Hauser. That's not alphabetical, which means I bet Meyer, right, figured out this whole underdeveloped vagina disease sooner than the others, because he got first billing of that. Anyway, after transplantations, okay, these vaginal organs continue to function as if they were native tissues, and all recipients, they say, are sexually active now. No pain, and all recipients remain satisfied with their desire, arousal, lubrication, and orgasm, according to British Medical Journal, The Lancet. Now, I know some of you ladies out there go, wait a second, wait a second. Okay, if these women are doing all that and doing great, can I get a new vagina? I mean, you know, no, that's not too far-fetched, because think about it. Sexual dysfunction is huge in middle-aged women. Our sex drive plummets. And true, you got the Michael Fassbenders out there, and you got the Viggo Mortensens out there, but they're not around you day in and day out, right? And unfortunately, many of our sex drives do drop, okay? And it's also not so much psychological, but it's also biological. So maybe this could possibly, right, be used for sexual dysfunction later, but right now, no. They just want to use it to give people vaginas. The team obtained a vulvar tissue sample from each patient, which they grew smooth muscle cells and vaginal epithelial cells in the lab. Now, smooth muscle, you guys talk about, it's not like silky smooth, like a tabletop of marble. We're talking smooth muscle are the muscles that you can't contract. Like, for example, skeletal muscles are the ones that are in the arms and the legs and the back, etc. Smooth muscles line a lot of your abdominal organs. Stomach is made of smooth muscle, etc. So the smooth muscle is very, very involuntary with a lot of its contractions. So those smooth muscle cells, they're kind of easy to grow, pretty cool. And they are more smooth. Skeletal muscles, a little bit more meaty and kind of grindy and textury as opposed to the smooth. Vaginal epithelial cells, not so sure. Anyway, the cells were then placed into specifically designed vagina-shaped biodegradable scaffolds and left to grow for 10 days. I don't know. Some of us think vaginas are triangular. Some of us think they're circular. My guess is they would be the orifice, so they would be tubular. You know, like in the 80s, totally tubular. The researchers then surgically implanted the engineered vaginas, which remain structurally and functionally normal. See, isn't that, you know, to take scientists to make this sound so, I don't know, dull, right? The researchers surgically implanted the engineered vaginas, which remain structurally and functionally normal. You know, if my husband ever wanted to, you know, get some nookie-nookie on an anniversary, right, if we ever have sex that often, and he goes, is your vagina structurally and functionally normal today? I would probably say... Well, it wouldn't be amorous. Let's move on. Professor Atala said tissue biopsy samples show that the reconstructed tissue is histologically and functionally similar to normal vagina tissue. I've never thought mine was normal to begin with, so I'd like to really know what the barometer is. The technique is a viable option for vaginal reconstruction and has several advantages over current reconstructive methods because only a small biopsy of tissue is required, and then they use vaginal cells. They could grow. There's less complications. I'm surprised that they also had lubrication, because that's a whole glandular type of thing. So this is like really, really cool. Now, some of you guys get melanomas down there in the genital region, and you need to have a lot of that removed. So, I mean, this really has a lot of ramifications, and there's a lot of areas that this could be thrust into if it needed to be. I'm sorry, case of it. All right, let's move on. 1-877 Dr. Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was a horrible, horrible crash that happened, killing 10 people yesterday, where a bus collided with a FedEx truck in Northern California. Witnesses described the horrific aftermath, where there were flames and it was devouring the vehicles with people trapped inside. It was horrible. Officials have not released the identities of those killed, but many were students that were aboard the bus checking out schools in Northern California. This occurred on Interstate 5 shortly after 5:30 p.m. A FedEx truck crossed a grassy median on the Interstate 5 and head-on collided with the bus packed with students en route to Humboldt State University. The victims included 5 students, 3 adult chaperones, the driver of the truck, and the driver of the bus, according to California Highway Patrol. There's I hear of cases all the time. We've had family members die in car accidents. I think many of us can relate. And the innocence of the victims involved makes this probably one of the most tragic accidents that we could even possibly imagine. And, you know, a bunch of students going to check out school. Their car was probably driving appropriately. Somebody jumps the median, hits them head on. You know, and all you could hope and pray and do in this sort of cases, hope that it's something like this doesn't happen to you. It always kind of makes us, from a psychological standpoint, very, very on edge when you hear that somebody dies when it wasn't of their own volition or was it, you know, from them doing something stupid, you know, because, you know, we want to think that this could be prevented. And, you know, it could happen to any of us and our loved ones. And it did, and it happened to our loved ones, and it happened to 10 people who died. And it's scary. It's frightening. So, you know, I thought maybe it's a good topic to talk about some of the safest cars. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of cars that you'll be able to say, oh, this is safe in a head-on collision. You know, especially when you're dealing with a truck and depending on speeds and forces and whether it's straight head-on or at a little bit of an angle, et cetera. But, you know, it's nice to know that cars these days have to be scrutinized and have to be tested over and over and over again. And so, you know, let's kind of review some of the safest ones and some of the least safest. So the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety does an annual test where they look at crashworthiness, how a vehicle can protect its occupants in a crash. It looks at front crash prevention systems that warn the driver, brake automatically to avoid or mitigate a frontal collision. So to qualify for a 2014 top safety pick, the vehicle must have earned good ratings in the moderate overlap front side roof strength, head restraint test, and also be an acceptable rating for the small overlap front test. But if you got a pick plus if you also had superior rating for front crash prevention, etc. So in the mini cars, it was the 2014 Chevrolet Spark. In the small cars, the 2014 Dodge Dart, Ford Focus, Honda Civic 2-door, Honda Civic 4-door, Hyundai Elantra, the Mazda 3, the Scion TC, the Subaru Impreza, the Subaru XV Crosstech, and the Toyota Prius. I gotta tell you, man, the Prius is really, really making, you see the Prius now all the time. I also have to say the Subarus are really capitalizing on their ratings, especially as you notice these Subaru commercials. I have to say, bravo to Subaru. Subaru was, you know, when I was growing up, never really like kind of in the running. You know, it was all about Toyota and Dodge, Ram and Ford Blazers and things like that. But Subaru is really, I don't know who's doing their marketing, but that person hopefully gets to keep their job for a little while, because I really like the commercials where you got the kids fighting the car, or dad trying to teach them how to drive, etc. Okay, now what about the mid-size? They call it now the mid-size moderately priced cars. Those that got good safety ratings was the Chevrolet Malibu, the Chrysler 200, the Dodge Avenger, the Ford Fusion, the Honda Accord 2-door, Honda Accord 4-door. You're seeing more Hondas with safety. The Kia Optima did well. The Mazda 6, the Nissan Altima, and Subaru Legacy, Subaru Outback, the Toyota Camry 2014, and the Volkswagen Passat. Mid-size luxury, near luxury cars, these are getting a little fancier, the Acura TL, the 2015 Audi A3, the Audi, yeah, those are like nice ones. 2014 Infiniti Q50, a 2014 Lincoln MKZ, but this only applies to the optional front crash prevention models. The Volvo S60. Finally, we're starting to see Volvo. You know, Volvo's been kind of going back and forth in terms of being the top of the top, and you aren't seeing Volvo as much getting to brag and boast about being the top of the line, but they do have still pretty good safety. Large luxury cars, the Acura RLX, the Volvo S80. Now, what about SUVs? There was a study that came out saying, believe it or not, SUVs do fairly well with head-on collisions. If you could believe it, SUVs, huh? Now, maybe it's because of the height. You know, I mean, when you're on an, when you're in a head-on collision, being the smallest car on the road doesn't help. Being the bigger car can, you know, sometimes give you an advantage. However, you know, we also then you have flip issues. Flip issues you could see more with the SUVs and the Jeeps, etc. But there was an article talking about SUVs and how, hold on a second, let me see here. There was a study that was done on SUVs right here. This was Consumer Reports. SUVs are safer than cars in front crashes, but there are, of course, more to the story. So there's, we'll kind of talk about that. I want to go back to the list. SUVs, you know, maybe it depends on the height. Again, you got to be careful of the flips. Small SUVs, the ones that did well were the Mazda CX-5, the Mitsubishi Outlander, the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, the Nissan Rogue, the Subaru Forester, the midsize SUVs, the Chevrolet Equinox, the GMC Terrain, and the Toyota Highlander. Luxury SUVs, Acura again, MDX, Mercedes M-Class, Volvo XC60, Volvo XC90, minivan, top minivan, the Honda Odyssey. You know, pretty damn cool. Now let's kind of look at some of the most dangerous vehicles. Okay, well, according to, now there's a few different studies out there. Sticking just to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, all right? This basically ran the numbers of all vehicles with 100,000 registrations or more between 2006-2009, counting only the deaths of the driver and not the passenger in their statistics. So they calculated this driver death per million of the registered vehicles. Now, here's the only problem with this, okay? If there's some sort of a, you know, is it the car that was unsafe or the behavior somebody may take on because of this? Like, for example, your average minivan driver, all right, is not going to try to do wheelies, right, or burn rubber. They're going to be taking the kids to school. They're going to be driving through a lot of school zones, okay? So, like, for example, the 10th worst, they say, in terms of deadliest vehicles was the Chevy Colorado extended cab. I guess they found 93 deaths per million registrations. Then the Nissan Versa sedan, I guess 96 deaths. The Hyundai Tiburon, that was 63 deaths per million, they said. The Chevy Malibu Classic. Now that's interesting. Didn't we just talk about the Chevy Malibu? But that was in 2014. This was a study looking at 2005 to 2008. Then the Kia Spectra wagon, 102 drivers, so it's going up here. The Nissan Titan extended cab. I had a Chevy Avalanche. I loved it with the extended cab. It was cool. Actually, it was a four-door Chevy Avalanche. The Chevy Cobalt, death rate of 117 drivers per million. Chevy Aveo. Apparently that was number three. The Nissan Titan crew cab. So you're looking at a lot of trucks. And then, oh, I'm trying to pull up the number one on my stupid computer. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. Well, I can't get the number one for you. I know you guys are all waiting. I got the hourglass. I'm sitting here looking at an hourglass. Oh, come on. Just before the break. I'll just have to tell you after the break. This blows. Anyway, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDalia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. You can download it for free. And we are raising money to help kids fight blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Please follow the link whatever you can do to help. $5, $10, $25, $200, whatever you can do to help. We're raising money for these kids, and the money goes to research as well as helps them pay for their medical bills. Before we move on to Kathleen Sebelius and the Obamacare debacle, according to that one study on the worst car safety ratings, the worst car safety rating went to the Nissan 350Z two-door. That is according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. All right, in 2013, their report for 2014. Let's, though, move on, okay? Kathleen Sebelius is leaving, okay, is resigning. I think she said she was going to stay on till November. Then she changed her mind and said, I'm out of here. It was a very long, rocky tenure with the administration. You know, people are dancing and they're doing ding-dong, the witch is dead. I'm not really dancing with this. I'm really not. I don't, as far as I'm concerned, the damage was really done. Whether she stays or leaves, I really don't care at this point. We got such bigger fish to fry. I know people want more, shall we say, they want more competent people in office. I mean, Kathleen Sebelius could be a very competent person. I mean, she could be extremely intelligent. I don't know much about her. I mean, what I do know is she's not in the medical field. I think she was a political science major. I used to follow people who were in the Health and Human Services secretary position because of C. Everett Koop, the Surgeon General during the Reagan administration. He was a Health and Human Services secretary before he became Surgeon General, and before that he was a pediatrician. So, you know, I've just always kind of expected somebody in Health and Human Services to be somebody in the kind of the medical field, health field, dental field, nursing field, physical therapy field, kind of something in that nutritionist, something like that, dietitian, personal trainer, somebody in the health and fitness, political science. It was more of a political move for her to be there. Now, I don't know much about her. I don't. And I do know that when it comes to politics, many people don't get to paint with their paintbrush, all right? They're doing whatever, you know, and I'm not saying this to defend her, but if you're wondering why I'm not sitting there doing the dance or doing the jig, because to me it just really doesn't matter. Obama nominated White House Budget Office Director Sylvia Matthews Burrell. I have no idea if she's going to do a better job or not, because as far as I'm concerned, anybody still trying to implement this stupid bill is doing a crappy job. This Burrell may be very qualified. She may not be. She may absolutely have no idea how to do health and human services. But does it even matter? If everybody has to do what the president tells them, and I understand the president is supposed to be advised by these people, but I think there was really only a couple people behind the Obamacare thing, and everybody just decided to follow suit, and then it had to be implemented through Sebelius, and Sebelius decided to put her brand and her name on this and take the ball and run. Well, the ball was dropped and fumbled miserably, and I think enough people told her to get off the field that she's leaving, but I'm just really not having high hopes for anybody else jumping in. All right, because again, it's the same administration. Now, right now, I guess 7 million people have signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act exchanges. You're going to see these numbers thrown around very liberally, because that is supposed to be a sign of success. If millions of people are signing up, it's supposed to look like success. I don't look at it as success. In fact, anybody that signs up, if they're getting subsidies, it is really going to start draining the system. All right? And many of us couldn't sign up. Many of us didn't want to sign up. Those of us that wanted to sign up, but we couldn't sign up because we couldn't afford to, we don't see how this is a win. But if there were enough subsidies or enough people to benefit, 7 million is nice. I thought we had 35 million uninsured, and now we probably have more because of the recession and because of Obamacare. But this 7 million to me doesn't tout success, but they're using it because they have election coming up and they need to use very easy terms. And I mean, throughout the election coming up in November for the midterms, it's going to be, oh, we signed up 7 million people now have insurance. No, how many of those million people actually have worse insurance than what they originally had? 7 million in my butt. So Burrell, of course, is subject to Senate confirmation. They don't know if it's going to be a contentious process or not. She was confirmed to her previous post a year ago by a 96-0 vote. All right? But they think that there could be a lot of issues because of Obamacare and, you know, is she qualified, etc. Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. I mean, it's going to be an Obama pick no matter how much the Senate tries to fight it. So with the Democratically controlled Senate, she's going to probably, you know, and again, I know nothing about her. And, you know, part of me really doesn't even think it matters to this degree because that law is already in place. You already see the fire burning. I mean, it's you know, I mean, unless she alone will stand up and say, to heck with Obama, I'm going to, you know, repeal this sucker, I'm really not that interested. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's move on. This was a very, I just don't want to talk about Obamacare anymore. I'm really kind of tired of the subject. This was kind of interesting. There was a report saying marinating meat in beer reduces cancer risk. Remember we talked about years ago grilled meats? And we usually talk about that around the holiday weekend. So we are going to have Memorial Day weekend coming up, so we're going to be talking about how grilled meat causes cancer. That's exactly what everybody wants to hear, but those are the articles and the media reports that come out. But remember we talked about meat marinated in alcohol don't seem to blacken as much, and they don't seem to have as many polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which damage DNA. Well, now they're saying that beer, if you marinate your grilled meats in beer, it could probably withstand some of that PAH creation. A study published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry said just if you're going to barbecue your meat, you got to add beer. All right. They found that applying antioxidants to the meat before cooking could stop the formation of PAH and free radicals also. Beer is rich in antioxidants. All right. And they are, I guess, in the shape of these melanoidins, I guess, which form when barley is roasted. So they also said mixed vegetables and herbs can also help if you eat herbs and stuff and use that with your meat. But one study suggested that beer, wine, and tea marinades had all been shown to reduce the level of some potential carcinogens in the cooked meat. See, I don't really like blackened steaks. I like things less blackened and charcoaled. I think it ruins the taste, so I don't get it. They say when you marinate the steak, the darker the better. Unmarinated steaks average 21 nanograms of PAHs per gram of grilled meat. All right. Those who were marinated in Pilsner did better, and Guinness and Murphy's, which are darker beers, averaged only 10 nanograms. The meat was still tasty, and they said healthy. They also did to make sure you want to trim the fat, cook it at a temperature below 300 while continuously flipping so it doesn't get too charred in one area. I know now I want some steak. I'm getting hungry. All right, so marinating meat in beer reduces cancer. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.